Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is yours truly, 941 Low, aka the Black Gator, here to discuss this upcoming football season. It's a lot been going on in the state of Florida. You know, starting with the Florida Gators. Some say our quarterback situation is settled, but I really don't think so. I think Felipe Franks still has a lot to prove. I don't think his leash is that long. I think at any given time, Coach Dan Mullen would yank him for Jones, because Jones brings just another dynamic to the game that Franks really just don't have. We saw glimpses of it. I just thought it was, you know, premature for fans to just go crazy and, oh, to anoint him the next coming of Tim Tebow or whoever you want to say. But I'm looking forward to a good season with running back LaMichael Perrine coming back. He should get the workhorse carries, the whole brunt of them, excuse me. And with his backups, I kind of like Malik Davis, to tell you the truth. I know Damian Pierce, he's a good back, but Malik Davis, he's very explosive. And on the outside, we have plenty of weapons. You know, we can go deep, you know, hit you with the underneath stuff, all the shallow crossing routes. No more of that side-to-side, you know, quick passing game that, you know, bore all us fans, that put us to sleep, to tell you the truth. My worry, my concern is the defense, to tell you the truth. A lot of unproven guys up front and at the linebacker position, you know, but at the corners, we're pretty much set in the secondary. It's just watching that battle at safety. My preference, I like Sean Davis at the free safety. A lot of people don't say he misses a lot of tackles. Well, hey, a lot of guys miss tackles. But this upcoming season, it should be a good one. A lot of fans beat around the bush, and, you know, oh, we're this, we're that. Well, we're going to see that opening day against the U, who I'm going to next. They have a quarterback battle down there, you know, Tate Martell, all this Tate Martell talk. I think Tate Martell would be in the portal just as fast as me and you can sneeze. Soon as he don't win the starting job, halftime he'll be tweeting out, oh, I'm in the portal again. And everyone's just going to hammer him on Twitter like everybody does. Well, you know, Miami, they're not nothing to sneeze at. I mean, they might have a decent running game. I know their defense is going to play lights out, but they're still unproven. Just like us, you know, we had the 10-win season last year and fans going crazy, pulling their hair out and everything, but hey, the schedule is much harder this year. What do you guys think? So let's go on up the I-10, Tallahassee, with my man, Willie Tiger, and his Seminoles primed for a good season. Everyone's riding his bandwagon. Tell you the truth, I like James Blackman. I was kind of scared, hoping that he didn't play against us last year, because, hey, that guy can throw that, zip that football. And the running game's pretty decent, and with Blackman throwing all over the field, that opens up the running game, so that's pretty much scary. And I expect the Noles to have a pretty good, decent defense. And with Willie handing over the reins to Coach Browse, the offense should be wide open. No more of that unprepared type stuff that, you know, that they had last year. I think it should be a little, you know, a little bit better than what they had. So guys, I'm getting very excited about this upcoming year. What do you guys think? This is my first initial podcast. 941, aka the Black Gator. I will be bringing tons of podcasts to you and giving you the real deal, no beating around the bush like a lot of those guys do. And I'll see you soon. Go Gators.